I'm Kevin Rodd, and welcome to Series 4 of my podcast about long-distance walking in the UK, Walk This Way. I'm hoping to inspire people to take the challenge of walking one of the UK's 1,500 designated long-distance paths, or LDPs. I've set myself a challenge of walking an LDP in each of the 38 counties of England. Series 4 is all about completing the 100-mile Gloucestershire Way. This episode covers Day 2 of my walk. I'm hoping to communicate the joy and sense of achievement that you can get from walking an LDP and to inspire you to search the internet and find an LDP near you. But in the meantime, sit back, relax, and let's walk this way. Series 4, Episode 2, The Wild Boys. Now, as you would have heard from Episode 1, I'm walking the Gloucestershire Way in two stages. Each stage is 3 days long. This episode covers day two, from Park End, deep in the heart of Royston Deane, to Boxbush, where I'll be staying in a pub famous for pies and for winning the Four in a Bed TV show on Channel 4. It's 29th of April 2022, and I start the day by reflecting on my night's sleep.
Good morning from Deanfield B&B. I slept really well last night, a big comfortable double bed, and it was really quiet. Dark outside, as you may imagine, and just super, super quiet until kind of daylight came and then the birds started to sing, which is great. You open the curtains, it's a bit of blue sky, a bit of fluffy clouds. I think yesterday the weather was perfect for rambling in terms of not too hot, nice gentle breeze. It's now 7:45, so heading down for breakfast. Second, another full-cooked breakfast. Yesterday's breakfast kept me going most of the day, so we'll see how I get on today. And then I'll be joined today by Andy, who's famously from the Lambourne Valley Way. Ramble also joined me on that walk, so we're walking together today and tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to seeing Andy. Heading off straight into the forest, and most of the walk this morning, half of it at least, is through the forest. And body-wise, feeling good. Everything's okay. No blisters, just a few stretches a second, then I'm sure I'll be good to go.
A hearty breakfast is consumed, and then Andy arrives in good time. The van is parked up, and at 9:10, we head back through the village of Park End, along the disused railway line, to rejoin the Gloucestershire Way. The path then continues into the forest. Now, along this part of the way, the RSPB and the Forestry Commission have posted quiz questions on little stakes in order to entertain the public as they pass through the forest.
So we're now in the Forest of Deane. I'm slightly ahead of schedule, which is great. It's 9:45. I'm joined today, special guest, back by popular demand, following the Lambourne Valley Way. Andy's with me. Morning, Andy.
Morning.
And we're exploring the woods, which is just beautifully peaceful, other than Andy and I chattering away. But on this bit of the trail, there's a RSPB doing this all. Quite a nice question. So you have a post as a question and then the answer to the previous question, although I got the first one wrong, so I'm a bit disappointed. The next question is, what shrub is the first to blossom white flowers this time of year? I'm going over to Andy from Oxford. Do you know?
Snowdrops? Oh no, shrub. Hawthorn, no.
I'll say hawthorn.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my guess. We shall see at the next post what the answer is. Right, we won't do this all the way along, but we're going to... Oh, yeah, we've got the answer. We were half right. It's the blackthorn. What did we say?
Hawthorn.
It's hawthorn, blackthorn. The next one is, what is the name given to birds?
Singing. I think that's spelt.
That's just, yeah. What is the name given to birds signing in the morning in spring? They're so very modern, these birds. Not only do they sing, they now sign as well for the deaf. That's what I was looking at, thinking, is it me? I'm sure that's their signing. I think the answer is Dawn Chorus, would be my guess, which I can really hear now. The very noisy sound of birds. I noticed yesterday, but I didn't say anything yesterday, but lots of trees, particularly in the woods, fallen down, and I guess it's because of the storms that we had towards the end of the year. But I noticed here, particularly in this part of the wood, a large number of trees have fallen down. I keep thinking they look good on my fire pit, but I think it's too far to carry them, so I think I'll leave them be. So 2 miles into the walk, still cloudy overhead, but I can see a few bits of blue sky trying to break through. Now at the Canop Ponds, close to some stoneworks, and also fishing lake as well. There's a guy who's just packed up fishing, so I might ask him what fish he's caught or not caught. But I suspect he hasn't caught anything because he looks like it's 10 o'clock and he's going home, so maybe there's nothing in there. Morning. Catch anything? So, is there nothing in there?
Yeah, there is. It's supposed to be. I'm after pike. Yeah, it's supposed to be. First time I fished, but the chap was up there trying to catch carp. But apparently, it's like a lot of the forest lakes. They're hard to fish. They're not jumping out. So.
How big are the pikes getting here then?
Chap there said somebody had one yesterday. It was 20 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 foot. Probably quite a decent girth on it. But then there's a lot of small ones that they call jack pikes. So
okay.
I know sort of. I don't know, 15, 18 inches is a jack pike, so a young one.
And do you ever see any people swimming in it? Because that's...
No.
I'm not a wild swimmer, but I know lots of people are.
No, not here.
There's no swimming, right.
No swimming.
Okay, for that reason.
You'll find people on the Wye, on the river.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, best of luck for the rest of the day.
Where are you walking?
We're doing across the Shear Way.
Okay.
All right, take care.
So it sounds like a good tip not to try and swim in the Forest of Dean Lakes. But I know that people do on the River Wye. Maybe the Severn, which then reminded me of something else that Gloucestershire is famous for.
So yesterday when I was walking on the Severn, it reminded me about the Severn Boar. That's the kind of thing people may have seen on telly where people surf down the Severn. And there's a website that can tell you, because apparently it happens, you know, twice a day, but obviously there are different levels based on the moon, high tide, water levels, etc. So there's a whole website, and they score every one out of five. Apparently in this year, 2022, there are no five-star boars, only three stars and one four-star in the whole year. Unfortunately, the next one is September. Been quite a cool thing to see, but unfortunately, although they happen, as I said, every day, they're so small, they're unnoticeable. So maybe one day I'll come back.
So I wasn't going to see the Severn Boar, but as Andy and I ventured further into the Forest of Dean, we continue to keep our eyes peeled for the famous wild boars.
So heading further now into the Forest of Dean, to an area called Russell's Enclosure, and it looks like they've taken out some trees some time ago, and it has a very much a post-apocalyptic feel to it. You can imagine certainly a zombie movie being set here, as particularly the trunks that have been felled have all gone white and ghostly. Obviously they've been felled a few years ago, but then there's also areas where they've most recently felled as well. Again, potentially from the storms, or potentially just kind of clearing some of the woods. But yeah, it's quite eerie. Almost, yeah, the fossil-like, the way the stumps are just left there.
We were nearly 4 miles into the walk, and now it's time for a slight detour off the Gloucestershire Way for a cuppa and order to pick up some lunch.
So just after 11, stopped for some Levenses at the Beechinhurst Cafe, visitor centre. Had a very nice victorious sponge with a cup of tea. I had some, when Andy mentioned cake, my first vision in my head was Victoria sponge, and there it was. There was a good selection of cakes actually, but went for the Victoria sponge. A nice refreshing cup of tea. Took my socks off, dried my feet out. They're not too bad, but it's always good to give them a quick airing if I can. And then we're going to head off to kind of hopefully explore some of the sculpture trout before we rejoin the Gloucestershire Way. It was a bit tricky to get here. You had to sort of walk along the edge of a road, which wasn't great, but anyway, it was okay and we survived it. But yeah, the visitor centre is pretty good. It's got toilets and everything you need, cafe and a small shop, and also free water fill as well. So we've topped up our water bottles, picked up some food for a lunch before we head off northeast through the forest again, going round the edge of Cinderford. So leaving the visitor centre, there's a track that leads you back to Speech House, and now I'm standing looking at Speech House Hotel. It's just on the main road, and we rejoined the Gloucestershire Way now, heading back further into the woods. There's an interesting obelisk placed on the side of the road,
Not sure what it's for. It's too far for me to go and have a look, so I won't have a look. But we're hoping to see some sculptures along the way, or maybe we've seen them and they're so well integrated into the landscape we haven't noticed them, but we shall see. So yeah, we're back on route and we've done just over 4.5 miles.
The Forest of Dean Sculpture Trail was opened to the public in June 1986, which then included works by David Nash. Sculptures and installations continued to be added and decommissioned over time as the popularity of the trail grew. There are now 16 sculptures in place across the forest, and I highly recommend going along for a visit.
So once you carry on along the Gloucestershire Way, you come to a car park. If you carry straight on, you come to one of the most impressive sculptures, I think, on the sculpture trail in the Forest of Dean. It's called Cathedral in the Forest and is a 15-foot-high stained glass window hanging in the forest. And it looks amazing, particularly through one side where the light's shining through. It's stained glass showing scenes from the forest.
The way heads downhill through the forest for another couple of miles until we reach the site of an old railway station, Dry Brook Road Station.
We've just met a very lovely couple of mature ladies who've been out cycling. They claimed for an hour, but I suspect they've been standing there chatting for most of the time. With beautiful local accents, just talking about the boars. Because I noticed all along the edges of kind of the paths, the soil's been really turned over, almost like a rotavator. As you look in the path ahead here, you can see it's really, really is turned over. And they were saying that's what the boars do, and they cause a lot of problems in the towns as well when they roam and they ruin football pitches and stuff. And looking at it, I didn't really appreciate how much damage they could actually make. It really looks like, I said, a rotavator's actually gone into it. And there's a divide in the community, in the Forest Dean, about those that are for the boars and those that are against the boars. It's a bit of a split. They didn't actually commit which side of the fence they were on. They quickly then left after that in case we were some sort of pro-boar society. So anyway, we're now carrying on through the woods along a path, and we've now joined another long distance path called the Wissis Way, W-Y-S-I-S, and ironically it's got the same but reversed sign, or no, very similar sign to the Gloucestershire Way, but it's in pink. Underneath it says offers dyke to Thames Path, so that's a pretty of a stretch. You must link up those two paths, so we'll be walking along that for the next couple of miles. So we are now 6.5 miles in, and it's just gone 1 o'clock. Well, Andy, now you've had some warm-up, do you want to do your Gloucestershire accent now?
Well, I'll try. All right.
What do you think of the boars?
Oh, the boars. Yeah, they dig up everywhere. They do. Aye, they do.
Excellent. Thanks, Andy. We've just seen looking at our first major wildlife adventure, the Gloucestershire Way. Two what look like roe deers staring at us and now jumping, bounding off with their white tailed bottoms, dancing off into the darkness. And there's another one who's kind of still a bit unsure who we are, what we're doing, so is now trying a staring game with us. But I'd happily win that if necessary. But he's just standing there, not sure what to do, whether to go or not, even though the other one has already gone. He's still staring there, still not sure who we are, friend or foe. And he's a vegetarian, so you're okay. And there we go. Oh, there we go. He's off. So it's now just coming up to 3:30. We've had a nice, good, long break at the Merring Mend Lake. There wasn't anywhere to sit, so we sat on the floor, and there was the sound of the A4136 in the background, but I managed to block that out. It was actually quite a nice little spot to sit down. Had our lunch. I had my half my sandwich from yesterday and vegan sausage roll. It was nice. And he had a vegan sausage roll, a baguette, and a packet of crisps. We had some Jill's famous energy balls and a humbug, and I feel good, revived, ready to go. So we're just going to go around the outskirts of a another very small hamlet called Plump Hill before we go into the village of Abbon Hall, and there's a church there to check out, so hopefully it's open, we can have a wander in before we then head over to Longhope. A couple of hours this afternoon and hopefully the pub at Longhope will be open and we can have a bit of refreshment before we head up to Upper Boxbush. It's just got to 4 o'clock. We are 10 miles now officially into the walk and we're at Abbon Hall, St Michael's Church. Very quaint but small church with quite a large number of graves in the graveyard and about 5 or 6 houses in the sort of hamlet. It's not even quite a village, but sadly it's locked, so I can't go in and have a look in the church, but the outside stones are mauve in colour, I assume local stones. After you leave Abbon Hall, the Gloucestershire Way sort of goes up and down a few hills actually, but it means you get some fantastic views. It goes up to Paul Hill and they've just turned past Whitmore Farm and we can see in front of us the valley where Longhope is, hoping where the pub is, the yew tree is open, and you can see round to the left hand side, continued valley where our stop is at the end of tonight, Upper Boxbush. And I believe, although it's difficult to see, I think at the top there I can see behind it the trees of May Hill, which look pretty impressive. That's one, I think, one of the highest points on our walk. And it's now 4:30. We are definitely getting on towards the 12 mile mark.
At 4:45, 7 minutes ahead of schedule, we enter the village of Longhope and enter the Yew Tree Inn in search of a refreshing local ale.
Yeah, I'm always in search of local beer, but you don't have any local ales on or at the moment.
Obviously at the moment we're still quiet, so right. It doesn't get turned around enough, so it's just, it doesn't do the beer justice, to be perfectly honest with you, so we'd rather not serve it than...
Right, okay.
Obviously it's only got a 7-day shelf life, so we don't get rid of enough of it.
Right, okay. And you said in terms of busy, is it in terms of the summer during when it gets busy?
Again, not for... ale drinkers, to be honest. Yeah. We're more lager and cider pub, to be perfectly honest with you. So it's just the area, I'm not quite sure why it is, but
right, okay.
That's the way it is for us, to be honest.
Because they have quite nice ciders, local ciders.
Yeah, we do a few ciders, especially in the summer.
Right.
But other than that, $6.80.
Right. Go and see us. Thanks so much for going to see us in the sunshine. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
And we took our pints and sat outside in the elevated beer garden overlooking the car park. Once the pints were consumed, we headed off for the last mile and a half into Boxbush.
It's our first sheep field of the day after leaving Longhope, heading north across the side of a valley with bountiful numbers of lambs bounding around looking inquisitive. And dare I say, cute. In fact, there's a lamb staring at me now. Hello! Aww. At the end of the field we come to, there's a huge tree which is covered in the most numerous number of spherical mistletoes that I've ever seen before. It must be at least 40 or 50. They look very odd, like kind of alien-like, these round balls attached to the tree. And I can imagine Christmas time, if I come back, I shall shimmy up the tree and to acquire some. Each ball must be at least worth, well, in Oxford, probably 50 quid. So it's definitely worth having a go up the tree. So, 6:10, the sun's still high in the sky. We have arrived at the end at the Farmer's Boy Inn, world famous for its pies. In fact, it has a pie in the pub sign. I'm looking forward to a pie tonight, definitely. The ale choice was limited. They only had this Hillside Brewery, which is very local. Best bitter at 4.2%. and it was nine sixty for two, so not quite as good a deal as Andy's £6 at the last pub. Maybe we'll go back there, but it's too far to go. So yeah, it's been a really good day's walk. Lots of foresting issues at the beginning, foresting, and then hilling, and then finishing by country pubbing next to the road. It seems to, well, it makes sense you build a pub next to a road, but it can just be slightly annoying. Accommodation is here, hopefully. I think it's out the back somewhere. But no, it's been a good day, good weather, feeling good. I'm going to hand over now the mic to Andy for his detailed review of the day. The next half an hour while I'm drinking.
Yeah, it was a good day.
You can't repeat what I just said.
There were some sheep, quite aggressive sheep.
Mm. That was at the end of the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, towards the end of the day. The first half of the day was quite a lot of trees.
If you're a tree lover, it's a good one.
Mostly trees.
We realise our knowledge of trees, sorry to get interrupted you, Andy, our knowledge of trees was limited. But we did have an app which helped identify some trees.
Yeah. We saw many deers, didn't we?
We did.
Lots of deers. Mm-hmm. And but by lunchtime it was lovely, wasn't it? We sat by a nice lake.
Oh yeah. By a major road.
By a major road. There's a lot of major roads.
Just 5 feet.
Sort of get used to it. Yeah. It's like third song on major roads. An aggressive sheep.
That is
the theme of the
walk. That could be the subtitle for the for the podcast. Major roads, bird song, and what? And crazy
this,
sheep.
This beer, I'd say, is quite fruity.
Toffee caramel, soft fruits. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
So, day two completed. A total of 26 miles walked along the Gloucestershire Way. And as you would have heard from my summary, a really nice, enjoyable day's ramble. Maybe there is something in these shorter days. We finished our pints and checked into the pub, into our £65 pie-themed rooms. So, as like day one, I also managed to film the walk, so please do check out my YouTube channel, and you can see the whole walk squeezed into 4 minutes. Join me for the next episode and find out if I had a pie for dinner and a pie for breakfast, as Andy and I complete the third day and head into Gloucester. And along the way, we also meet a couple of famous cheesemakers and a birthday girl with an epic score in geocaches. So please do join me again as I continue to walk this way. This has been a Daisy Rogers production on behalf of the Long Weekenders. The theme music is by Rockabye Baby. Incidental music on today's episode is from the local lad Gustav Holtz. And it's on the planets. This is track 3 and is Mercury, the Winged Messenger, as played by the BBC Symphony Orchestra. You can find me and photos of my walk on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Long Weekenders and hashtag Walk This Way. The podcast is also available on iTunes and Spotify. If you enjoyed it, give it a like, give it a share, in order for others to discover this podcast. Thanks.
Do you cross your accent again?
Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say in Gloucestershire.
Say, there's a lot of main roads around here.
There's a lot of main roads around here. That's more West Country.
It is, yeah.